Good evening, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Good evening. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, everybody. God bless you. We stand in the generation. God bless you. Good evening. Thank you for joining. Hello, Savaga Telia Barodia Gato Zavala. Hello, Sipa Landirava. Somebody just bless the Lord tonight. It's another night. It's another night of encounter. Another night. What the Lord wants to do. Bring the mighty things. Just say thank you, Jesus. Remember, that's the password. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please share the link with your friends. Get everybody to join. Get everybody to join. Tonight is special. I have a strong word from the Lord. Strong word from the Lord. Share the link with your friends. Let them join. The Lord wants to speak to us tonight about dominion. Dominion. Get your friends. Get your enemies. It's going to be an amazing night. Father, we just thank you. Get your notes, get your Bible. Oh, we give you praise. There is no like you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Ora bala sambeyalo. Echo brothers, you are. We are going to be praying for our children tonight at the tail end of the meeting. But I want to share with you what the Lord has placed in my heart about dominion. Get your friends to join. And we'll wait for a few minutes for people to join because there's so much the Lord wants to say. And I'm believing the Lord that your eyes of understanding will be enlightened to know in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I want everybody to join from the beginning so that they can understand what the Lord is saying. Please get your friends, get everybody to join. Share the link. Get your friends, get everybody to join. I believe that tonight we make you realize who you are in Christ and the dominion that you carry. Please get everybody to join. I'm going to wait for the next few minutes, 3-4 minutes before we start. Like I said, get your pen, get your notes and get your Bible. Get your Bible. It's very important, and get your notes. Thank you, Jesus. Your life is about to change forever. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We stand in the Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Father, for the miracles you did yesterday, for the miracles you did, oh, Father, we return all glory to you. For the last edition, thank you. Thank you for the healing, for that miraculous healing of that boy. Thank you for many miracles that we have received. Thank you for healing. Thank you for breakthroughs. Thank you for approvals. Thank you for jobs. Thank you for many things that you are doing. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. I have come back to say thank you. I've come back to say thank you. You are good and your mercy endures forever. Who is like unto you, O God? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Always doing wonders. Always doing wonders. Thank you, Master. Tonight we come by the blood. We come by the blood of Jesus. The blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Tonight we come by the blood. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for utterance. Thank you, Father, for utterance. Thank you, Father, for utterance tonight. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. My sweet Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for utterance. Oh, is your word not like hammer that breaks the rock? Thank you for your word is coming tonight like hammer. And it's going to be breaking rocks, breaking every rocky situation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have 2 to 3 more minutes of waiting for people. And then I begin to share what the Lord has placed in my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Forever, you are my God. Yeah. Forever, you are God. Yeah. Forever, you are God. Thank you, Jesus. 2 more minutes to go and then we'll start. Thank you, Jesus. Get everybody to join. Get them to join. This is a Kairos moment. This is a Kairos moment. This is a Kairos moment. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Remember what the Lord said to us from the beginning of the program to the end of the program. Every night, from the beginning, there shall be miracles. So as I'm speaking right now, miracles have already started happening. Miracles are happening. Things are shifting. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Wow. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For the path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. Thank you, Master. Glory to you forever and ever. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, before we pray in the next 25 minutes or so, I'm going to trust the Lord for utterance and speed. The Lord wants me to talk about dominion. If you would get your Bible, please, can you turn to Genesis 1? Genesis 1, verse 26. Genesis 1, verse 26 to 30. Genesis 1, verse 26 to 30. Then God said, now, please, note who is speaking. God, not man. God said, let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man, now of Vegetalia, in his own image. And in the image of God, he created him, male and female. I won't go into this today. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food, also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life. I have given every herb for food, and it was so. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. If you want to title this short charge before we start to pray, title it Dominion. Listen, after hearing what the Lord wants to share with us tonight, you will never need anybody to pray for you again, if you really hear. So I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may see, that you may know tonight. Let your ears be opened in Jesus' precious name. Listen to me carefully. Dominion is your right. Dominion is your right. It is who you are and what you are made of. God, when he wanted to make you and I, he spoke to himself and said, let us make man in our own image. Let us make man. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let us make man in our own image. Let us make man in our own image. Let us make man in our own image. So really, you were made in the image of God. I need you to first believe that. In other words, if God makes something, what would that thing be? I've given birth by the special grace of God to two children. My son looks like me. Why? Because I gave birth to him. If God gives birth to you, what will you be? You are a God. That's where I'm going. You are a God. Please follow me. Psalms 82, verse 6 to 7. Please believe what I'm about to share. Psalm 82, verse 6 to 7. Let us make mine our own image. And let them have dominion. Let them have it. Have it. Dominion. Have dominion. I said, you are God. And all of you are children of the Most High. But verse 7 says something. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. I said, you are God, and all of you are children of the Most High. If you don't believe what verse 6 says, you will die like Naaman. I said, you are God. As it is, so are we in this world. I said, you are God. I said, you are God. You are God. Not that you can be like God. You are essentially God. God said, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. When God made you, he made you as God. He made you like himself. And he says, he has given you dominion. But if you don't believe verse 6, and if you don't walk in this life, if you are in ignorance, then you shall die. You shall fall like one of the princes. And die like Mehmet. You are God. Not that you will be God. You are essentially God. Because you are made in the image of Christ. My God. He said, let us make man and let them have dominion. So nothing on this earth should dominate you. Let them have dominion. Not even the devil. Let them have dominion. Say to yourself, say, I have dominion. Say it again, say, I have dominion. Ladies and gentlemen, the only thing you are not supposed to dominate is another human being. And I'm going, please hold that statement somewhere. Hold that statement somewhere. I'm going to explain very soon. You have dominion. He gave it to you. It's your right. Dominion is your right. It's who you are. He said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle. Over all the earth and over every creepy thing. Please underline every creepy thing that creeps on the earth, because I'm coming there. Every creepy thing that creeps on the earth. Please underline that part. I'm coming back there. I'm going to explain something that gives you dominion over devil, over the devil and his agent. You have dominion. He is not your mate. You are more than the devil. That's where I'm going. You have dominion. You are not in the same class. Okay? But, see, if you don't know this thing, you can die like a mere man. He said, I have said. This is God talking. He said, I have said, ye are gods. And all of you are children of the Most High. But sir, if you don't know verse 6, if you don't believe this, you will die like Mehmet. You will die like a chicken and fall like one of the princes. Give me... Sorry, I thought I was in a place. Probably in a service. I wanted to tell the media to give me a scripture. Ecclesiastes 10 from verse 5 to 7. Ecclesiastes 10 from verse 5 to 7. He says, there is an evil I have seen under the sun. As an arrow proceeding from the ruler, folly is set in great dignity, while the rich sit in a lowly place. The rich in spirit, they are seated in a lowly place. I have seen servants on horses, while princes walk on the ground like servants, because of ignorance. I said, because of ignorance. There is an error. No. Somebody say no, God forbid. Not me. I take dominion from tonight over the devil and his agent. You are a prince of God. You are heir and joint heir with Christ. I don't have time to finish this, but I want to take us somewhere. And then I'm going to wrap everything up and see who you are in Christ. The Lord has given me a very strong word for some people in a vision that the Lord showed me today. But I want you to see a scripture. Luke 10:17-19. Luke 10:17-19. See, you know, when I'm reading, if you are in a family meeting and they are reading your will, you'll be excited. And they are reading a will that you have part in, because inheritance is for children. What I'm teaching you tonight is an inheritance for children. So you should be excited in your spirit. You should be challenged and excited at the same time. Because this is your right in Christ Jesus. Then the 70, Luke 10:17-19. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, Jesus replying them, now let me just give you a background to the story. Jesus sent them out. He sent the 70 out, and they saw a lot of miracles. And they came back rejoicing, "Wow, see what happened today." And they were giving Jesus the testimonies and the report. And they said, "Oh, even the demons, not that we worked miracles alone, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And guess what Jesus said to them? And he said to them, "I saw Satan, fall like lightning from heaven." And then the next thing, verse 19 says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents," please follow me carefully, "and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Now listen carefully, listen now. They came back telling him what happened. Then Jesus replied them, not saying, "Oh wow, oh yes, it should happen." He said, "I saw Satan fall like lightning." What's the correlation of what you are saying? "Even the demons are subject to us in your name." And then he replied them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning." You know what Jesus was trying to tell them? He was telling them, what you saw is no news. That demons were subject to you in my name is no news. Why? Because Satan fell from the beginning. Oh, Gadala Balasada. I was there when he fell. That's what Jesus was saying here. He said, "I saw Satan fall like lightning." Do you know how a lightning falls? I said, "Do you know how a lightning falls?" The defeat and the fall of Satan was instant, sudden, and quick. Meaning that if by the message of God tonight, by the time you begin to take dominion over the enemy, it's going to be like this, like lightning. Do you know how lightning strikes? But that's all. He says, "It did not take time to deal with the enemy. I saw him fall like lightning." And I'm going to show you scriptures. I'm going to show you scriptures to affirm what I'm saying. And I'm going to show you a man like you and I, who walked in this dominion. Isaiah 14:12. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me tonight. Isaiah 14:12. Isaiah, by the spirit of prophecy, is about to report and tell us what happened. He said, "How you are falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations." I read it again. "How you are falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground." Listen to me. The enemy is already defeated. Already defeated. Already defeated. The enemy has been cut to the ground. Kulibaranda sete lifaruda kete liana mana superada pai. Mesto vekete lia superada katea. The enemy has been caught to the ground. Yes, he works on your ignorance. That's why he has too much power over you. He works on your ignorance of knowing this truth. He doesn't even want you to hear what I'm hearing tonight. That's why some people are sleeping now, that they have planned to be in this meeting. But the devil sent sleep so that they won't hear this. Because if you know this, you will see. The enemy will become a cheap meat to you. Follow me carefully. Go back to Luke 10, 17. That's why I said you must get your Bible tonight. Luke 10, verse 18. He said, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Guess what verse 19 says? Behold, I give you the authority to trample on what? Serpents and scorpions. Now I read Isaiah 14 verse 12 again. How you are falling, O Lucifer, son of the morning, and caught to the ground. Please, have you seen any snake fly before? No. Now you are getting what I'm saying. Anytime the devil left me Lucifer. Listen. He left me Lucifer. He became the devil. He didn't stop there. He became serpent and scorpions. And if it's any reptile, must be on the ground. He has been caught to the ground. This is what Jesus is trying to say to you now. That I saw Satan fall like lightning. Guys, don't be carried away. Now take power. I give you authority to trample. What you do to serpents and scorpions is to trample them on the ground. I said what you do to serpents and scorpions is to trample them on the ground. No, he has no level. My God, he fell like lightning. It was quick. It was swift. The devil fell. Because domit malada shabaro de akaya. If you don't get what Jesus was saying here, Jesus was repeating Genesis 1:26-28 again, but in another form, saying, behold, I give you. The Lord said, God said in Genesis 1, said, have dominion. He's saying that dominion, since you did not know, I'm giving you, you new creation, behold, I give to you power, authority, dominion. The only thing you are not supposed to dominate on is another human being. But every demon has been reduced to an animal. No wonder, even when the devil went to Eve, Adam and Eve, he couldn't go as the devil. He went as the serpent. He went as the serpent. Because that is his new level, Coney level. He has no level again. He has been cut down to the ground. My God, my God. I said he has been cut to the ground. Oh, how you have fallen, O son of the morning, Lucifer, and cut to the ground. Isaiah 14, verse 12. He has no level. Koliva Rada Gabala Sabai. Oh. Let me show you something. The picture, there's someone who showed this level, who showed us, so that you won't think I'm just trying to excite you. No, I'm reading the scripture to you. I am reading the scripture to you. Go to 1 Samuel 17, 34 to 36. 1 Samuel 17:34 to 36. O Rabba Lagaba. The story of Goliath the Philistines coming to fight the children of Israel. And David said, when David's father sent him, when David's father sent him to his brothers at the war front, and he was like, who is this guy just making noise? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine defiling the armies of Jehovah? And then they took him to Saul. I'm just trying to paraphrase. They took him to Saul. And Saul said, take my armor now. At least take something and go. Oh, okay, how are you sure you are going to win? David is about to show you something that the Holy Ghost showed me this some years ago. In 2021, I believe. It has changed my life forever. But David said to Saul, I'm reading 1 Samuel 17, 34 to 36. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from his mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its breath and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. What happened here? The moment David likened Goliath to an animal, I said the moment David likened Goliath to an animal, he won the battle. I said the moment David likened Goliath to an animal, he won that battle. Because it is part of your dominion mandate. Genesis 1, I'm going back to Genesis 1. Because I need you to catch this revelation. Because it's on the strength of this revelation you are going to pray tonight. It's on the strength of this revelation you are going to pray tonight. It's on the strength of this revelation you are going to address a falling devil who is now like an animal, especially serpents and scorpions. Korabala Sara. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Over every creeping thing. You are supposed to take dominion over every creeping thing. Every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, over every creeping thing. That is your right, that you take dominion over the devil, over near success syndrome. It is your right, every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Take dominion. Have it. If I tell you have this money, it's your choice to either collect it or leave it there. Have dominion. Your responsibility is to take dominion and exert dominion. Oh, no wonder. Romans 16:20 says the God of peace will soon crush Satan. Where? Under your feet. The person you are fighting with. Oh, may God open your eyes tonight. Because we are about to pray. The person you are fighting with is already defeated. I saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw Satan fall like lightning. See, before I came online tonight, I have many confirmations from the Lord that this is exactly what He wants me to teach, This is exactly the direction he wants us to go. Listen to me, there will be astounding miracles tonight. People are going to be free forever. You are going to not only take dominion, you are going to walk in dominion. You are going to live in dominion. You are Marado Sefelika Dalabaya. The God of peace will soon cross Satan. Why soon? The day you realize that is your dominion mandate to cross him, that is the day. That's why that soon is there. We soon cross Satan under your feet. Why will the God of peace cross Satan under your feet, not under his feet? Go on, please read scripture as well. The God of peace will soon cross Satan under your feet. So he will not cross Satan under his own feet, because he is already defeated. But the reality of Satan being defeated is up to you now. It's under your feet. Under your feet. You don't take instructions from the devil. The devil takes instructions from you. You don't take instructions from somebody who is beneath you. The people under you take instructions from you. That is the hierarchy. But if you don't know these things, you will die like mere men. For I have said, you are God and children of the Most High. But sir, if you don't know this truth, you will fall like one of the princes. Somebody should be angry. See, this is not a meeting you watch and pray and go to sleep. No, you keep watching. You keep listening. Until this revelation, you keep meditating. This is how you go out tomorrow with these scriptures in your mind. You keep meditating until this thing, until this revelation dawns in your spirit man. Enough is enough. The enemy has taken you for a ride too much. I said the moment David likened Goliath to an animal, he won that battle. Enough is enough. Take dominion over that demon. But this is the cross of the matter. James 4:7. Many of you want to resist the devil before submitting to God. It doesn't work. You want to resist the enemy before submitting to God. It doesn't work. James 4:7 is about to show you the protocol. The protocol that makes this thing work. It says, therefore, submit to God. Kalabarada gabayada. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. The outcome is sure when you submit. I said the outcome is sure. You can't resist the devil because whose authority? The authority you are under is the authority you can exert. James 4:7, not 4:8. James 4:7. Submit, therefore submit to God. Submit your relationship to God. Submit your finance to God. Submit your life to God. Submit your business to God. Submit everything. Submit your body to God. Therefore, submit to God. Then you can resist the devil. This is the protocol. And he will flee from you. Submit to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Somebody say, I submit to God. Then I can resist the devil. Then he will flee from me. Submit to God. You can't live a life of double standards. Submit to God. Then you can resist the enemy. Submit your life to God. Then you can resist the enemy. And you are sure he will flee from you. Submit to God. Resist the devil. And watch him flee from you. Submit to God. Resist the devil. And watch him flee from you. The next 2 minutes tonight. The next 2 minutes, I want you to submit your life to God afresh. Ask him for mercy. Lord, I'm sorry sorry for the mistakes I've made. I plead the blood of Jesus. You have to first submit to God before you can resist the enemy. Lord, I'm sorry. I plead the blood of Jesus. I ask for mercy. Please let your mercy speak for me. Forgive me of all my sins. That's how to submit. Submit to God. You have the next 2 minutes to make amends with the Lord. Submit to the Lord tonight. Have mercy upon me. 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 Father, have mercy upon me. 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 I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus on my shortcomings. I submit to you afresh. I submit to you afresh. Have mercy. Show me mercy. Somebody open your mouth and pray. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. I ask for your mercy. Show me mercy. Kela dabarana katalana soberana naya. Mekubala sambarana kabayana. I plead the blood of Jesus. 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 Father, have mercy upon me. I turn a new leaf. I repent. Tonight I repent. Tonight I repent. Tonight I repent. I turn a new leaf. Open your mouth and pray. Mention your thoughts to the Lord. Ask Him to have mercy upon you. Oh, submit to Him. Submit to Him. Submit to Him. Zabalaga malasubra dagana yana nasati. Ekopolo subre de deboroso manakapela. Ora balaga dala malasabagatala nana yano. Kusaveke teli amburada kasi. Meso vere de geberoda rastabalana. Eke belasto baradasi. Menko prede kita laso ferandia. Masabalaga balasadaba yana natala. Mako bradasabaka barada sabayana. Ento balanana mayana. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Now, it's time to take dominion, authority over the devil. You say, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Satan, over my destiny, over my life, I resist you. Over my finances, I resist you. Over my ministry, I resist you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, over my body, I resist you. Take up your hands of my life right now. Open your mouth and pray. Exert your dominion. It has been given to you. It has been given to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Satan, take up your hands of my life. Take up your hands of my family. Take up your hands of my children. Take up your hands of everything I arada the study. And you cloud of darkness, I command you, shift. I resist you, devil. The blood of Jesus is against you. I trust you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Take up your hands of my destiny. Take up your hands of my life. Resist the enemy. Come on, open your mouth. Resist him. He will flee from you. He is fleeing from you right now. I said the devil and his agents, they are running away from you. For strangers shall hear my voice, and they shall come fighting out of their hiding places. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I resist you, devil. I curse you. I rebuke you. Take up your hands of my destiny. Take up your hands of my life. Take up your hands of my children. Take up your hands of my ministry. Take up your hands of everything that I represent. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth widely, widely. Release the words of God. Release the words of take dominion. Take dominion. Take dominion. Take dominion. Jada baradasi pequate ladande usta dikate lanate obrada gatalia sapaya. Satan, take up your hands
of my life, of my ministry. Allah Barade, Ostabakatayam, echo of my rising, take off your answer. In the name of the Lord Jesus, of my visibility, take off your answer. Kalabarada Sate, echo predekia talasoparam, embarrassatelando, beradikatayam. I curse you, I rebuke you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, of my body, take off your hands up. Of my dreams, take off your hands. That's how to address the enemy. Of my peace, take off your hands up. Master Bala, Ekwabarana, Estoberana, of my influence, take off your hands, you foul devil. The blood of Jesus is against you. Somebody take dominion. Take dominion and exert it. Exert it. The devil is under your feet. Trample him right now. Take authority and trample the devil. Say, devil, I trample all your works over my destiny. I trample them under my feet. I trample them under my feet. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I trample you, you foul devil. Somebody is receiving deliverance right now. Somebody is receiving deliverance right now. Somebody is receiving deliverance right now. I trample you under my feet. I trample you under my feet. I trample you under my feet. Zabaragatayam. Echo Prada Sitalane. Echo Bela Sitalana Nakataya. Mazo Baragatelia. Oke Parada Satela. Uzabalagadaya Dadalavaya Zalaya. Mazo Vredekaba. Remember, it fell like lightning, like lightning, like lightning. It's living your life swiftly. It's living your business swiftly. It's living your destiny swiftly. It's living your finance swiftly. It's living your ministry swiftly. It's living your children swiftly. It's living your body swiftly. Right now, right now, right now, like lightning, it's living. Like lightning is falling. I said, like lightning, you are falling. You are falling over my destiny. You are falling over my ministry. You are falling over my life, my children, my family. You are falling right now. You are falling like lightning, swiftly, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You foul devil, take off your hands. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Take authority. Take authority. Trample him. Trample him. Ground every work of the enemy. Ground him. Make sure they are grounded tonight. Tell the devil, your works in my life, they are grounded tonight. Your works in my children's life, they are grounded tonight. I declare over my destiny, over my ministry, my life, your works are grounded. I ground them. 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 Somebody ground the works of the enemy. Take dominion. Take dominion. Pray. You are a speaking spirit. You are a speaking spirit. When God made man, he said, let us make another speaking spirit. You are a speaking spirit. You speak for a living. You speak for a living. For we have a high priest of our profession. What's your profession? Confession is your profession. Somebody declare the works of Jehovah. Declare the works of Jehovah. Stay. Hand yourself to the finished work of Christ. Tell the devil it is finished. Over my destiny, it is finished. You can't unfinish what was finished. Except you can take Jesus back to the cross. But because you can't, I said it is finished. Therefore, I grant your work. I silence you. I resist you. Over me, get off. He must flee. I said he must flee. Off my life, off my dreams. Kalabarada gaba. Enough is enough. It's over forever. Masabala gaba. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new season. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In the name that is above every other name, I command over you, over everything that you represent. Devil, take off your hands right now. Over these people, over their destiny, over their bodies, over their health. As I speak right now,
I see the Lord regularizing a blood pressure right now. I see blood is I see hypertension being regularized right now. It's leaving your body for life. Your blood pressure is normal from now on. Yes, that's what I'm seeing. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you can confirm. You can confirm after this meeting. Go check yourself. You will find out that it's normal. Normal for life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the spirit of anxiety. You foul demon of depression. Out! Devil, take off your hands. Of their finances. Of their business. Of their breakthroughs. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you in the name that is above every other name. Jesus Christ. At the mention of the name Jesus, every knee shall bow. Therefore, I command, take off your hands. Of their destiny now. Now, out! In the name of the Lord Jesus, out of those bodies. Out, out, out. Every impediment, every wall between you and your breakthrough, I declare, let them crumble now. Orabala kabala shaba. I see the Lord removing veil that covers people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord is tearing it right now. I command them, let them be torn to pieces now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen carefully. When I was praying, the Lord showed me a vision of a lady. I saw you clearly. You are dark in complexion. You have curly hair. I don't know what you guys call it, but like curly. You are dark in complexion. Your name is Moji. The Lord is about to visit you. Moji, you are dark in complexion. Emoji, you are dark in complexion. You have right now you have like a curly hair. I don't know what you call it, but I see the Lord visiting you. The Lord visits you now. The Lord visits you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord visits you. I saw a lady on the big side. Your name is Bosse. You are light in complexion on the big side. The Lord is touching you. The Lord is visiting your destiny. Your name is Bosse. I wrote them down as the Lord showed me while I was praying. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, on the big side and light in complexion, Bosse. The Lord visits you tonight. Your name is Bosse. The Lord visits you tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a new season for you. In the name that is above every other name, Rado Bakatela Sama. Moji, it's a new season for you. Dark in complexion, you have curls on your head. The Lord visits you tonight. It's a new season. I command a shift from you. If you are sick in your body, lay your hands on it right now. If you are sick, any part of your body, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, I command whatever the Lord has not planted, let them be uprooted now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them be uprooted now. Kidney problem be healed now. I stop that dialysis by the injunction of heaven. Over, your kidney becomes normal now. Lung problem is healed now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, everything the Lord has not planted, fibroid, I command it to drop now. I command it to drop now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare everything that the Lord has not planted in your body, let them be ejected now by the power of the Holy Ghost. I release angels. My God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He says to tell you, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever was dead, I command them to resurrect now. I declare new life. New life to your business. New life to your body. Cancer cells, die. I release new cells in your body, coming with the life of Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every blood-related issue, be healed now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command you be healed now. Migraine, go. Migraine, go. Growth, unwanted growth in the body, go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, hormonal imbalance, be healed now. Get out of that body. In the name of the Lord Jesus, pain in every part of the body, go now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Maloka Bala Sabarada Gadai.
Let the ears be open. Let the eyes be open. I said, let the ears be open. I command, Ephata, let the ears be open. Let the eyes be open now. Every blind eye, open. Every deaf ear, open. Every dumb tongue, loose now. I declare, be loosed now by the power of the Holy Ghost. What was not working in your life starts to work now. Every prayer request, I declare, be answered now. For the word of the Lord is quick and powerful. I command whatever was not working, let them start to work right now. I open the doors of finance to you, the doors of prosperity to you. Whatever held your finance, I command them to lose it now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive good news from today, from today. From this moment, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I open a new season to you by the power of the Holy Ghost. If a new season can leave Barado and Balia Safakati and Barada Catalande Sophia and the Kaya and Balada, if you are believing God for the fruit of the womb, lay your hands on your tummy, lay your hands on your belly. I command in the name of the Lord Jesus, I don't care what the circumstances, what the situation is, what the diagnosis is. I declare right now, receive your babies. Whatever needs to be commanded to be sorted in your body and to be corrected, let them be corrected now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every blood fallopian tubes, I command, be opened. Ephata, 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 in the name of the Lord Jesus, back pain, go. In the name of every ailment called affliction, whatever is called affliction, I command it to go now. Go now. Go now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Roba lagabala sana. Paralysis, go. Stroke, go. Be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Kalubala sana na mama suba na 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 ya suba. Eboloboro suba de kibala suba langara. Menkabala, can you check your body? 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 Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening everywhere. Miracles are happening. God is still healing people with neck issues. Neck issues. God is still healing. I see the Lord touching someone's diaphragm. I don't know what is wrong, but the Lord is healing you now. Healing you now. Check your body if you have a confirmed testimony. Please share. Confirmed. Please let us know it is confirmed. Let us know it is confirmed. Every swelling goes forever. Cough goes forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive back your appetite. As I'm speaking, things are happening. Receive back your appetite right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Jadabala gabola sablada gaba. Every wrong diagnosis, negative diagnosis, I command them change now. You will go to the hospital tomorrow and you will find out that it is changed. It is changed. Every wrong diagnosis, HIV is healed now. HIV is healed now. Kalabala subra nana gamayana. Please confirm if you have testimony. I see someone, see you will go. The Lord, as you go to the toilet tonight, not tomorrow morning, just tonight, you see, you are going to eject some things out of your body. Like fibroid, I can see things dropping. I can see things dropping. I can see things dropping. Yes, the Lord showed me pigmentation of the skin. Like a pale skin. I don't know what discoloration, I don't know what they call it, but the Lord is healing you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, He's healing you. He said to me, Malachi 4 verse 2, Malachi 4 verse 2, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in His wings. The Lord is touching you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And can we have some testimonies that has been confirmed?
Thank you, Master. I mean, I can't see most things because please send to our DMs. Send to my DM. My God. Oh, God is doing so much tonight. God is doing so much tonight. We are going to pray for our children in the next few minutes. We are going to close probably in 10 minutes. But I just want to take some testimonies. Before we go, I just want to take some testimonies. If you have any testimony that you have confirmed. Oh, that is ill. No more chest congestion. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Savior. Please send to my DM. Come, God. Cough gone immediately you prayed for cough. Thank you, Jesus. Masabala Gavala Subrananayana. Useveketeli and the bala subranana mana subranana. Enko prodo subrediga mana samana yanaya. Epokobolo subradagataya. Mesovegeteli salananaya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. Things are shifting. Thank you. Neck pain gone forever. Every pain in the body. Please, share your testimony. It's very important. It's a new season for you. 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 Somebody, share your testimony. If you have one, confirm it. And say, let's give God all the glory. Thank you, Master. Back pain gone. As you mentioned, check body pain gone. My God. The Lord is bringing back to life even dead people. People who are just confirmed dead. If you believe God, He told me, He said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Oh, back pain is gone. Yes, Lord. And with your neck pain disappeared. Wow. Glory to Jesus. We're just receiving testimony. Leg pain gone. People were just pronounced dead and their time is not up. I command by the same word, I am the resurrection and the life. Let that same angel that brought Lazarus out, I release you now. Bring them back to life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, He is the resurrection and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. I said He is the resurrection and the life. My God. Glory to God. Cobweb attacks gone forever. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Ya na 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 manuzo produko bala satilandia. Mako bala sevige tila dana. Please, only send miracles that you have confirmed. Testimonies that you have confirmed. Body pain, back and wrist gone. Yes, Lord. Eko bala. Oh, I got home about 5 minutes ago and sat on the couch and opened the app only to click on your live stream. You started to mention the name Bosse and that she's light skin and big in size. My mom's name is Bosse and she meets the description you give. I agree that the Lord will use. Yes, 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 it's a season. Yes, yes, it's the word of the Lord. It came strongly. Thank you. Pain on my neck suddenly disappeared. Migraine disappeared. Gone forever. Ear pain gone. I said eyes and blind eyes. Just open up now. Just open now. Good evening, sir. My name is Mujirola. You gave a word about a emoji with curly hair. And God is visiting. I received the word. Yes. Yes. The emoji will send this message. Do you have a curly hair? Because I need to be sure you are the one. Oh, lump disappeared. A lump in the breast disappeared the first day. She's been checking since last night. It's gone for good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can somebody just give God praise? Can somebody just... See, it's very important that we take testimony so that it can build faith. It can build faith as we pray. Because God is in the neighborhood. That's the meaning. God is in the neighborhood. God is in the neighborhood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Somebody give Him praise. As you are giving Him thanks, He's doing yours. My God. Things are happening. Miracles are happening. Echo head pain gone. This is confirmed. I almost called the hospital today. Yes, thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Master. Somebody thank him. As you are thanking him, he's doing yours. As you are thanking him, he's doing yours. Oh, yes, I have natural calling here. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. God is visiting you, Mujurola. It is done and settled in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kulase, Ferina, Namanako, Berudika, Tistafalia, Manose, Veredo, Gebalasa. God is visiting you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kulabala, Sandebala, Gamalana, Ekobrana, Samaya. Oh, yes, somebody said, God gave me a new tongue tonight. Back pain gone. It's as if this back pain is a terrible thing that the enemy is using in this generation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now, I need you to, even if you don't have a child yet, but you are believing God, I need you to, if you have their names, I need you to please, I want us to pray against the spirit of perversion that the enemy is sending in this season. The spirit of perversion that the enemy is sending in this season. I want us to pray that it will not come near our children. Parents must learn how to stand in the gap. I said parents must learn how to stand in the gap. Excuse me. Parents must learn how to stand in the gap for their children. So you are going to mention the names of your children and call them and declare that in the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, we build a wall of fire around them against the spirit of perversion in this season. Open your mouth and pray. For your children unborn, you better sow the seed of prayer ahead. Let me teach you how to pray. Say in the name of the Lord Jesus, my children, you are Jerusalem, you cannot be measured. In the name that is above every other name, you are blessed, you are anointed, you are covered, you are excellent, you are diligent, you are obedient, you are peaceful, you are cheerful, you are beautiful. You are on top. You stand out. You are the head. You do well. You are strong. You are smart. You are sharp. You are wise. Say you are Jerusalem. You cannot be measured. Say you are taught of the Lord. Great is your peace. You will answer the enemies at the gate. Say you are godly. Say we build a wall of fire around you against homosexuality bringing in your generation. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Not come near you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare that you love God. You will serve the Lord. Oh, my children, you will love God. You will serve the Lord. You will do well. You will stand out. In the name of the Lord Jesus, even when I'm not there, the Lord covers you. The glory of the Lord surrounds you. The glory of the Lord surrounds you. Mention their names and pray for them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have them around you, lay your hands on them. If you have them around you, lay your hands on them. Call their names and lay your hands up. Lay your hands on your children. Marodia, Kebalasu, Baradi Katalia Satan. Stand in the gap for the next generation. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Master Balaga Balasada Bayandarada Bayandarada. Mindudu. Ekapaya. Estopi Katala. Abalaga Bayandara. Ekabala Sabayandarana. Ampano Zabrada Kapayan Tero da Samayara. Open your mouth and pray for your children. Open your mouth and pray for your children. Open your mouth and release words over your children. Open your mouth right now. Zabalaga Dalada Dadasa. Eko prada kapala santia, mantura parada kata. They will do well. They will stand up. The hand of the enemy will not reach them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I hope you have your prayer request ready. I hope you have your prayer request ready. I want to speak over your prayer request right now. There is little or more that I can mention. But I want to speak on your prayer request right now as I am instructed of the Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I stretch my hands by the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
I command every prayer request, let them be answered now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said I command every prayer request be answered now. Receive your answers now. Receive your answers now. Receive your answers now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let doors open for you. I declare a new garment of favor. Rest upon you. Rest upon your children. Rest upon your life. Rest upon you from today, upon your business. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the peace of the Lord rest upon you. Everything you have believed God for tonight, receive it now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I said receive it now. My God, please don't leave. Don't leave yet. I sense a very strong movement of angels. I can sense it very heavy. Don't leave yet. Things are happening. Matolia Barodi Gatalia Saligaba. Lift your hands wherever you are and just worship. Please lift, just obey instructions tonight. Just lift your hands wherever you are and just worship. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Rabala Gabalo Sadelanama. Thank you, Jesus. Just worship. Just worship. Just worship, my God. Neko bala sana bala gabala sobala gabala sabela baroda gabai. Mento la bala sabara da gabayada. Meko produsi fegetelia barana da bayana. Meko brada sabala gabana sobre de kitu siami. My God, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command the beauty of the Lord rest upon people right now. As they lift their hands to you, let your beauty rest upon them. The power of the Holy Ghost. Right now, in their houses. Let them be filled with the glory of the Lord right now, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. It's a new season. Break through. Break free. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Master. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Before we go tonight, please listen to this instruction. Tomorrow is the last night. My God, things are happening. Please. Things are happening. Tomorrow is the last night. Thank you, Jesus. Tomorrow is the last night. Please, don't miss tomorrow for anything. I beg you in God's name. Come with communion tomorrow. Communion tomorrow. We are going to be sharing on the blood. On the blood of Jesus tomorrow. That's what the Lord told me about the last day. The last day of this month, once and for all. Come with communion tomorrow. We are going to settle some things. Get everybody here tomorrow. I beg you in God's name, get people here tomorrow. God wants to sort things forever, forever. You invite as many people that you can. Get them here tomorrow. Get them here tomorrow. Watch this broadcast again. You need to soak this revelation. You need to become this revelation. Get here tomorrow. I mean, testimonies are still coming in. Since last night, my infected leg filled with pus for 6 weeks. That I couldn't wear cover shoes has dried up completely. My God, what a God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, there are miracles there. I can't even go over them because of time, because I need to release you. But don't miss tomorrow. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are a lot of emoji. High blood pressure is instantly dropping to normal. Thank you, Jesus. Just take 2 minutes later, it's still dropping. Output is now normal. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God. I mean, I can't go over all these miracles tonight. Neck pain gone.
different things happening. I'm just receiving, we're just receiving testimonies. Oh, thank you. Can you please help me thank Jesus? Just give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. In the last 6 weeks, I've been having serious pain around my groin area of my left leg. I thought it was something that would just go, but it has intensified such that I have now called for urologist and have appointment booked for July 3rd in the UK. But why praying now? Somebody say, why praying now? Why praying now? The pains have gone down so much compared to earlier today. In fact, few hours ago was serious pain. I am not doing the things I couldn't do because of the pain. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus forever. Glory to Jesus forever. Glory to Jesus forever. Glory to Jesus forever. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Master. Please send your testimonies to the outpouring life at gmail.com. Let the outpouring team please help me put it online. The outpouring life at gmail.com. Please put the email here. Let people, my God. Please take some time to pray tonight. I still sense the movement of angels. Father, I declare in the name that is above every other name, let angels go to work. Let angels go to work. Even hours, days after this broadcast, weeks, months, years, let the angel of the Lord that confirms the word of his servant go to work. I sense a lot of movement of angels right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Things are happening. Things are happening. Please believe me. Things are happening. Things are happening. The Lord is giving you a new name. It's a new season. The old has gone. The new has come. Thank you, Master. We give you praise. We give you glory. Remember, tomorrow is another day. The last day. Come with element of communion. The element, please get one. Just one. One is okay. The element of communion. We are going to be talking on the blood of Jesus tomorrow. And it's going to be a time like never before. Please make sure you are here tomorrow. Make sure you bring as many people. And please come early. You have to come early. If you want to sleep early, sleep early. Set your reminder. Set your alarm to wake you up 10 minutes to 11. Come early. Come prepared. God wants to do awesome things tomorrow. I sense it very strongly. Don't miss tomorrow for anything. Bring as many people as you can. Tomorrow is going to be a night you will never forget. The blood of Jesus will settle things tomorrow. Oh, Revelation 12, verse 11. And we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. Tomorrow is going to be a major time. Please share the link with people. People who couldn't join tonight, get them to watch yesterday. Get them to watch today. It's raining. See, it's your time for dominion. And like I always say, this is not a supermarket. That's why we teach the word. Because long after this meeting, you are going to be faced with some challenge. And you will have to use the word. So you can go over this broadcast, watch again, listen, digest, and take dominion. You have dominion, but you have to take it. I said dominion is already given to you. You have to take it. God bless you. I declare, let the hand of the Lord be strong upon you. May your sleep tonight be different. May your sleep tonight be anointed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command divine encounters, angelic visitation. It's a new season for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Thank you. God bless you. Please, I need a favor from you. Please put me in your prayers. Put the team in your prayers. God bless you. And if you are asking, what do you pray for Minister Dunsing? Just say, Lord, have mercy on him. Lord, help him. Let me say that again. Lord, have mercy on him. Lord, help him. Let the Lord help me and let the Lord have mercy on me. God bless you. Have a good night. God bless you. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Same time, 11 p.m. West African time. God bless you. Bye.